Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hello, South Africa. As mentioned, I am Vinesh Sugreem, and we are back with another week of fishing reports. This week may be not so good because it has been a little bit difficult. However, there is fish around, you know, so there's always something to catch. Weather conditions hasn't been all that good this week, but we are going to get into it. But before we get into it, huge shout out to you guys because we have hit our record amount of viewers. It has been really pleasing us to see the way the response has been growing. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for subscribing. Guys, keep it up. It makes us know we're doing a good job because all we're trying to do is get you onto the right fishing spot. Now, as I mentioned, it's not all that good in a few places, but there are some places where the reports has picked up. The week started off a little bit bad due to the weather. However, the reports started coming in the very last minute, and I'm going to tell you exactly why, because we are bringing this to you. The time is now 9 o'clock Thursday night. I just got my last report from Cape Town at about 7:30, and we are putting this together to bring you the latest, freshest news in South Africa. And before we get into it, one more shout out to our Muslim community, your 15th night of Shaban, and we would like to wish you well as you get into the month of Ramadan. So, let's get into it now. We've got a long weekend coming up, and this is where the fishing reports kick off. Sadwana Bay, this is what you can expect. According to our correspondents, the fishing has slowed down a touch. The weather is still a little bit decent. The Kuta reports that has come through from the last few weeks has also slowed down a bit. However, there's still the odd yellowfin tuna. But when I say the odd ones, there has been some nice size ones in between. In fact, we've got a report of 80 kilo that has come out this week. So for Sadwana, all in all, started off as a bad week and shaping up to be a good week for the long weekend. So if you are out there, this is definitely a place to wet the line. Now, moving on down to St. Lucia, Mr. Jeff Ashwood is our new contributor in the area. So welcome aboard, Jeff. Jeff has been in touch with us. We've had many conversations, and we believe if there's one person that knows what's going on in St. Lucia, it is Jeff. So this is what he had to say.
Hi there, everybody. Jeff Ashwood from St. Lucia, giving you a report on the fishing. The deep sea fishing has been pretty good of late. Lots of kuta around, a lot of the little shoalies. And then every now and then, if you're lucky, you're going to get a decent fish. Also some big tuna. Most of the fish have been coming on live bait, which has been very scarce and very difficult to get hold of. But again, if you persevere, there are some pockets of lobbies around. Till the next fish, folks. That's it.
Thank you so much, Jeff. We really appreciate your contributions to the show, and we're looking forward to having you in many, many more. Now, we are off to Richards Bay, where things have slowed down a bit as well. Apart from the bottom fishing, there hasn't been too much to report on. However, the weather is shaping up again for the long weekend, where we should expect to see many anglers out there and give us a good report for next week. Now, off to Empton's Zini Banks, our good old friend Nick, our usual contributor, who's always got a report for us and an honest, true report. This is Nick from Ntanzini, and this is what he had to say.
Hi, Vanessa. Hello, guys. Just over the last few days, we've had that incumbent weather like everyone else. The sea's still a bit big today, but we're looking forward to it settling for the weekend. The weather improves dramatically for the weekend, and it looks like we can have a good 3 days of fishing over the weekend. Deep sea, the kuta, we're starting to get bigger kuta, nice-sized kuta, also nice-sized yellowfin. Mainly caught Harry's, Pat's, Edwards area. Then the guys also trawl out towards, from there they head out to High Point. Point's obviously one of the top fishing spots, good for amberjack at the moment. You always got your tuna up there and kuta. The river, favorite four, top four, big four, whatever I want to call them. Malabar rock cod, pecan barracuda, river snapper and river bream. They are very active still at the moment. Nice size ones, up to 6 kilos, 4.5 kilos, I think the biggest Malabar caught recently. And young Ryan messing around with bucktail jigs for the first time ever in the river, caught all four with a bucktails egg or four species. So that's something else. I noticed the guys use those a lot in the Eastern Cape and the rivers. Something you can try, yeah. Seems to work. So tight lines for the weekend, guys. Cheers.
Thank you for that, Nick. We can always depend on you to have your ears on the ground with knowing everything that's happening on the Mthunzini. Now, moving on down to Stanga, Blytedale, and Zinkwazi. Now, these are some areas that are still producing the fish. In fact, our report has come through where Zinkwazi in the back line, there's still some good reports of some snook and a few decent tuna. Blytedale in the deep, commercial boats did well with the cub. So all in all, this area is producing some nice fish, some good reports coming through, and with the long weekend, we are sure to get a lot more reports coming as there will be a lot more boats fishing. Now moving on to Balito, where the fishing has picked up as well. In fact, it's picked up from Balito all the way down to Westbrook because the guys are bragging about the sizes of kuta that's coming out. So there's been some good kuta, some good tuna, but also a lot of snook. So Balito through to Westbrook, that is definitely one of the more spicy areas to fish this weekend. However, as with all KZN waters, our sharks are a big issue. And moving into Durban, we have Brad Krubler, who's also going on about the sharks. However, he did manage to get onto some fish. It was a tough week's fishing. The guys battled at the start of the week, but Brad did end up coming through with some fish. Like we said, we bring these reports at the very last minute to you to give you the freshest report. But here's what Brad had to say for now.
Yeah, guys, welcome. The fishing report for the Durban area of the ski boats. The weather's been quite atrocious over the last week. We did manage to get out once or twice in a little gap. Bottom fishing in general has been all right, but there is a screaming south to north current. There have been some kuta around the Sloty area. Today, being Wednesday, I managed to get some nice tuna off the deep, deep Durban area. But once again, sharks are all over the place. So good luck.
Thank you for that, Brad. Guys, I can honestly vouch for what he's saying with the sharks. I was calling him throughout the week and he was on with fish, and at the end of the day he's been just complaining about the sharks. So there's a lot of sharks out there, so pull as hard as you can if that even makes a difference with the amount of sharks in the KZN waters. Now moving on to Warner Beach and the Warner Beach Toti area, we spoke to Brian, and Brian as well had an honest report. It wasn't the best report, but he does have something decent to report. So here's Brian from Warna Beach.
Hi Vinesh, yes. There's been some snook and kuta around. Not really fireworks, but the lucky guy that's out there at the right place, right time, gets his snook. You know, he gets stuck into his shoal and he gets a few snook. I've heard of one guy getting as much as 7 snook. I know at the moment, Durban around the harbour entrance has been on fire with the snook. There's been a lot of shark activity locally off Warner Beach area as well as Durban. The weather forecast has been very unpredictable at the moment. There's a very pronounced colour line off of Warner Beach at the moment that I looked at this afternoon. The inside the surf zone and just past backline is a light brown color from the river. Just beyond that is the ginger beer water, and then the blue water. So that color line's very, very pronounced. It is there. The weather has been very unpredictable this last couple of days, but also the last few days have been beautiful weather. This week it's not looking so wonderful, but I urge the guys, if they want to launch, and best way is to go down early, have a look, and then if it's nice and they have their vessel with them, get out there, get into some fish, make the sun shine while you can. That's it. Have a good one. Cheers.
Thank you, Brian. That is another fantastic detailed report, and we really appreciate your contribution and your attention to detail, especially with that color line out there. Now, our next stop is Scottborough, where things have slowed down a touch as the shoal kuta that's been reported over the last few weeks has gone. So there hasn't been too much to brag about. Things are pretty quiet at Scottborough, so, you know, but that was also during the period when the weather was quite bad and no one was really launching. Hopefully with the good weather this weekend and it being a long weekend, we should have something better to report on from Scottborough next week. And with that being said, back to some good news. We've got a new contributor down to cover the Margay Chilli Beach, Port Shepstone area. He is a very renowned skipper and his name is Jan. who is a very renowned skipper from Lucky Sands Fishing Charters based in Shirley Beach, and he wrote to us with a very detailed report stating that there's been some snook and cooter that has come out on the tweeny side. On the protea banks, there were sharks eating almost every tuna being caught. However, at deep cut, there has been some small tuna and skipjacks that's been in abundance, but if you're looking for that bigger tuna in between them, you're gonna get them on those popper lures. Bottom fishing has been a bit slow, but there's been some decent sized Englishman, Scotsman, and Captain Fines that has been caught. And with a bit of luck, you can also get some keelback in between those. And on the trolley lines, there has been some good reports of some contour rockard. So thank you, Jan, for that very detailed report of the entire Margate, Shirley Beach, Port Shepstone area. Now, moving on to East London, where we had John from East London Ski Boat Club with a report. Not as great this week, as the conditions has been quite bad, but this is what John had to say.
Yeah, Vinesh, not much to report on this week. Last weekend, the weather wasn't too good and a lot of non-action in our area. A couple of the boats went out before the weekend and a few fish were caught. And then on the weekend itself, a couple of the diehards launched out the harbour and did some trolling, and there were reports of two marlin being caught, one of around about 200 kilos and another smaller one. Unfortunately, one of the marlin didn't make it and couldn't be revived, and they had to bring it in. So that wasn't too good to hear, because we always like to see them being released. And then we had two or three boats launching Monday from our club, Kwelecha Ski Boat Club, and going out and coming back and reporting that fishing wasn't too good on the inshore and not many fish were caught. One of our better anglers in the area as well, and he also reported that the water was pretty cold and not much happening. He came in with a few fish. So yeah, unfortunately, Vinesh, not too much to report on, but hopefully next week we'll have a better report, as we've got our club competition happening this weekend, and we're expecting about 15 boats on the water for that competition. And I know that it's a few boats going to be launching out of East London Harbour. So next week we'll be able to give you a much better report, or a more accurate report of the goings on in the shallows and the deep waters. So yeah, not too good this week, but let's hope for next week. Thanks, Vinesh.
It's an absolute pleasure, John, and thank you again for a good, honest, detailed report as to what's been going on in East London. Yes, I do agree about the marlin, you know, it couldn't be revived. Always a bit disappointing to see, but it does happen, I guess, unfortunately. And yeah, although the fishing hasn't been too good, I guess that's what a fishing report is, and that's what we do here at Angler News South Africa. We bring you the honest true report, whether it is good, bad or ugly. It is what it is, and hopefully next week we got something better to report from East London. But once again, thank you, John. Now moving on to Port Elizabeth, where we are chatting with Lando from Alcox. This is what Lando had to say.
Yeah, morning guys. Yeah, the Port Elizabeth area this weekend, fishing was a little bit slow. They had a competition down here, and the fishing was definitely a little bit slow. But the normal guys that were just fishing out of the competition, they ended up getting quite a lot of elf. They got some bonnies. They got some bussies. Those were all caught. Some were caught trolling, some were spinning, and some was bait. Then down Cape St. Francis area, they got a couple of bonnies. But otherwise, the fishing this weekend was a little bit slow. But the weather was obviously... we only had it one decent day. That was Saturday. Sunday was unfishable. So we'll look for the weekend and this next weekend to see what's happening. You can't always have a good week's fishing. So let's see what happens towards the end of the week. And then we'll give you the next report back next week. Shot. Have a good day, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you, Lando. Yes, I absolutely agree. We can't have Christmas every week. Unfortunately, that applies in the fishing conditions as well. But yes, a long weekend coming up, and hopefully we've got a lot more to report from the Port Elizabeth area. Now, moving on down to Jeffreys Bay, where I got a report from Theo at TJ's, and the deep sea guys has been getting a lot of keelback, yellowtail, and bottom fish. These has been on the rise, and with the warm current moving in, there's been a good report of yellowfin tuna. So Jeffreys Bay looking fairly decent over this past week, and we are sure that it is going to get even better over this weekend. And now, as we move up onto the Cape route, I've been calling every skipper that I know, every tackle shop, every friend, to get some reports of what's been going on. And unfortunately, not much has been going on due to the this past week's weather conditions. Not much of a report from Straits Bay. Cairns Bay as well. Still no go. Permits are still needed. The weather's looking good. And those areas where the guys can go out, there has been a few yellowtail. So although the conditions hasn't been quite good, there has been some good news that we have our first lady correspondent. Welcome, Michelle. Michelle is from Hermanus. She is a club angler. She works at the tackle shop and she has her ears on the ground, and she has come through with a fishing report for us. So welcome, Michelle, and this is what she had to say.
Hi, Vanessa. This is Michelle from Hermanus. The last week has not been very active. East is least, west is best. The easterly's been blowing. So with the easterly wind, you don't get much luck with fish around here because the water's much colder. But yeah, the previous week, there were a couple of steenbras coming out and some galjoen coming out. But that's more on the Hermanus plot and a little bit in full clip in Hermanus. But not much fish coming out the last couple of weeks, actually. So yeah, that's about it.
Thank you so much for that, Michelle. We are glad to have you on board, and we look forward to hearing from you next week with what is going on in the Hermanus area. Now, moving on from Hermanus to Gordon's Bay, where our next report comes in, where there's been some decent reports of a lot of tuna being caught, but more in the afternoon. The weather conditions has been quite good, and apart from that, apart from the tuna, there hasn't been much to report on, apart from the decent bottom fishing, where the guys has been getting some red romans and keelback. Now, after that, our next stop is Hout Bay, where we can always depend on a decent report from our correspondent that introduced himself last week. His name is Sean, and this is what he had to say.
So good morning all, Sean here from Hooked on Africa Fishing Charters, based in Hout Bay. Quick rundown of what happened over the weekend. We had really good weather on Friday and Saturday, and some really good yellowfin came out down in the south. Not too much on the inshore as far as the game fish goes. Not too many yellowtail or snook. The odd cob down at Strandfontein. And then the weather's obviously, the wind's blown the last couple of days. And today I've got a boat out. Just sent him out this morning. Slightly later start. Let the wind drop. Let the sea settle. So we'll have some reports later on of what they're catching. But I'm sure they'll get some yellowfin. And then it looks like we close down right through until next week, Wednesday, the 23rd. Unfortunately, the wind's going to blow this weekend. Certainly won't get offshore. Might find a hole or two somewhere to get a little bit of reef fishing in. But that's the story. Anyway, tight lines. Have a good weekend. And we'll chat to you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. We are always grateful for your contributions. And yes, we do realize the weather hasn't been all that good to give a full-on report. But after this long weekend, we're really looking forward to hearing what you have to say next week. Now, for the Cape Town and surrounding areas, well, some at West, more in specific, we have Rudy. Rudy has been another correspondent that's always had his ears on the ground, and this is what he had to say.
Good morning, sir. Fishing report here in the bay by us, Strand, Makassar, Gordon's Bay area, loads and loads and loads of mackerel. That's around plenty, like rappy fields of mackerel. And then there's a lot of katonkels still in the water. Plenty, plenty, plenty. The oaks that goes out on their kayaks and boats are getting a bit harassed by the sharks, the bronze whalers, because there's so much food in the water. They also plentiful out there. Cape Point, Buffalo's Bay at Cape Point, there's a bit of chokka coming out that side. Simonstown is also delivering chokka, but in the fish, fish wise, all I'm hearing of is the katonkel and the mackerel. And katonkel is all sizes. There's big ones, there's small ones, so there's quite a variety of sizes coming out this season. Like last season, it was only big ones. This season, some of those katonkelers are as big as a mackerel, almost as big as a rapala that you are pulling for him. So I've got videos from my brother. He went out this weekend, he hooked into a bronze on a rapala while fishing for katonkel. He actually had the bronze next to the kayak, tried to paddle it out to shore to take the hook out. Didn't happen. Bronzy decided thanks for coming and dragged him out to sea, broke the line and took his rapala with. Luckily the rapala was sitting outside the mouth, so should be rusted out by now. But yeah, that's about it from my side. Here we go. That's all info I have for you this week. Oh, and then I got some news yesterday that there's quite a lot of yellowfin tuna out at the deep, but not on our side, more towards
a place called Hans Bay. Apparently the yellowfin tuna out there about 30 miles off the coast. So that's also news I received about what's going on in the deep. So lekker, I'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you, Rudy, for having your ears on the ground for another week of report. I still can't get over the emphasis on the rugby fields of mackerel. That must be actually quite exciting to see. Now, for our other correspondent in Cape Town, Mr. Linton Naki, who I've been chatting to the entire week, and very, very interesting report, because it started off bad and ended off good. In fact, he was the last report that came in this evening. I'm going to play it out, and you listen to Linton's version of how it played out for this week in Cape Town and surrounding areas.
Everybody, with regards to the weekend, the guys who went down to Macassar and fished got a bit of galleon. I know the villipat that came out, a couple of cobbies. I think the drone boys are crying because they can't get their lines deep enough to get those, to catch the cob. On the strand side, I heard there was a couple of cobbies coming off the reef. The guys on the boats, mates of mine, went out. Bonnies were showing. They got two bonnies on the troll, but the paddle ski boys were all over them like the bad rats, and that's it. They only got two, and then they got a couple of very small mackerel, but it's bait mackerel.
Guys, so that's when I called Linton on Monday morning, and then a few hours later, after doing a bit more research, this is what his next voice note came through as.
One of the boats I know ran out into the deep on Saturday, and they managed to get a couple of yellowfin. Nothing bigger than like 60 kilos, a lot of smaller fish, but that was about it that I've heard of from the deep.
Guys, those two reports were from Monday, and on Wednesday, I got a report from Linton. This is what he had to say on Wednesday.
How's it, Vinny? Just to let you know, we've got southeaster blowing in False Bay. Not much happening here, not much to report. On the Cape Town side, Sea Point side, also, I've got nothing to report back on. So let's just wait, and hopefully after the southeaster, something will happen.
Guys, as I have mentioned, that report was on Wednesday. This is his report from Thursday at 7:26 p.m.
Vinny, how's it? My prediction was right about the southeaster. I said to you, once the southeaster drops, either Milk Bay, Blake's Reef's going to work, as well as Macassar in False Bay. Well, it happened in Macassar. The guys who went fishing caught quite a bit of galleon and nice fish as well.
Thank you so much, Linton, and special thanks to you for keeping us informed the entire week as to what's been going on in Cape Town and the surrounding areas. Having your fingers on the pulse was massive to our latest fishing report. Guys, that is what we do here at Angler News South Africa. We get you onto the fishing zone. We'll let you know whether it's good or whether it's not. This was one of the examples as to how involved we are in making sure that you get the most accurate information to get into that feeding zone. So special thanks to all our contributors, because this is what we have been doing the entire week. This is what our contributors has been doing the entire week. So now, to round it off, we are with Ruwan, and Ruwan has a report from the Langebaan and Saldanha area. And this is what he had to say.
Yeah, the fishing report for this week isn't so good. There was one or two stumps, one or two Garrick, but yeah, it wasn't so good this week. Yeah, snook season is on its way, so yeah, hopefully I can report more on that in the next 2 weeks. But yeah, here in Langebaan, this previous week, no, it wasn't so good. I think next week will be better.
Thank you so much for that, Ruwan, and we really appreciate your true and honest report about that. And yes, we will be looking forward to that snook that should be coming around momentarily. So guys, that brings us to the end of the show, and it's been exciting. It's been a decent one. Like we said, you know, at the start of the show, it hasn't been the best of reports, and that's purely because of the fishing conditions. But I can assure you that we have been in touch with it every step of the way. All our correspondents has been checking up with the local guides, the local charter companies, to bring us the latest fishing reports. And we've been calling all our skibo clubs and all the tackle stores to make sure what's going on. So yes, unfortunately, lots of areas not much fishing due to the weather conditions, but I guess this happens. It is something, unfortunately, we do not have any control of. But with that being said, there has been areas where there's been snook, there's been cooter, there's been marlin, there's been rugby fields of mackerel. There's been predictions that's worked out at the end, at the very last minute to be more specific. And all of that has been put together to give you the latest fishing reports. Guys, once again, thank you very much for joining us. Please click that subscribe button, click the follow button on whichever platforms you are listening to this podcast on. We are glad to have you with us. Let us know if there's a fishing area that we are not covering and that you'd like to hear more about. We will make sure we get you a fishing report from there and whether you're going to be on the right fishing zone or not. As always, special thanks to McChrystal Insurance Brokers for making this show possible. Guys, you can count on them for any of your insurance needs. Yes, they do marine and all your yachting, boating needs, but they also do your household and your vehicle and pretty much anything you need insurance on. Give them a call. These guys are on the ball. They're willing to support us. It's only right we support them. So that's it for this week, guys. Always remember, stick to our bag limits, support catch and release, and make sure we fish for the future. For the Angling News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green, and we will see you next week with the latest fishing reports to make sure you get into the right feeding zone.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.